No, good. Yes. We're starting, we're in Parak Zayin. Shuvi, shuvi,
Yeah.
ashulam,
Yeah, but going also, I know.
no, but there's no Trump. Here. Okay. So, who's talking now? So, Shuvi Shuvi Ashulam is Pirish Ki Yushalayim Yushalayim Shame Karala Shalim. Shame Benoech called the city Shalim. Hashulamis is Shalim from Moshe Shalim Yushalayim. Moshe Kasav Umal Kitzadig Melech Shalim. V'arum Karim Yira. Moshe Kasav Yikra Avram
Shamira.
Yira. Lashgiach al aretz v'yadua shemuk tasheni l'yarda shchina. So memela shulamis. So in other words, in the mikdash sheni, the ikur shame of Yerushalayim was shulamis because it was Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim, but it was missing in the shchina. So there it was missing in the yira part, which is Avraham Avinu's part. So Mamela, all that was left was the Shulamis chelak. So Mamela says, Shuvi, Shuvi, Hashulamis, you Yushalayim from Bayis Sheni Tkufa, right? Come back that you've been in Galus. Shuvi, Shuvi, Hanu Beis Golius, or Yisharinus, Achakach Hashulamis, Sheshchina Lechazra. Shuvi, Shuvi, Hanu Achak Beis Golius, Achreinais. V'achakach, and that was, see you, on a higher dargah. Go in his dikapshat. That's what Shulam is referring to Shulaim. Why is it called Shalim there and not Yerushalayim? Because it's missing in that chelek where there's no Yira, there's no Yira, there's no seeing a Kadosh Baruch Hu, there's no Kadosh Baruch Hu seeing us. We're missing in the whole chelek of that hashgacha. Amar Khan Dal Pam should we said that I'm sorry. Daracha should we should him neged Beis Umais. Shech Tachteim Yehuda. She avoyu lirois be Yisrael. Vyumru lahem Yisrael. Matach zu bashulamis. Pirish matik bitu ma kumosh in the skap to ma machanayim se yakub. I don't know why there's two umas. I'm not sure what he's referring to there. Let's stick with the first pshat. It's referring to all the Goliaths. Come back from all the Goliaths that you've been subjected to. It's time to come back. Ma'ya fufa, ma'ya ban olim bas nodiv. How beautiful are your feet? Bas nodiv. Chamuke yerechayich. K'may chaloyim. Ma'asi yedei amon. So what's that referring to? Pirish, hey Meshivu, hey Yafu Pamaich, Mashalach, when the Altus Atzma Chababata Knesias Lispalo. Bas Nodiv, Lispalo, Gimel Tzvil, Shasu Avos, and Kormen Adivin. You're beautiful that you have you excel in prayer. What does prayer have to do with Ben Alaich? Ben Olam. So I always thought Na Olam meant your shoes, like the Gemara Darshan. Doesn't the Gemara Darshan? And the Klai Yisrael goes, and so Oyla Regel, then Avram Avinu, who's Nadiv, is proud of them, and the Darshan from this Gemara, right?
From his
From
pasuk.
this Pasuk, yeah. There's such a Gemara like that.
You say Na Olam maybe means locked up, no?
Yeah. It doesn't mean you choose that you locked yourself up in prayer. Bas Nadiv from the children you stole suit to the Anag of the office in
Yeah, but is
Tevila.
there a sukkah on them?
Right. What's the last one?
Doesn't I just said my yofa pameh when I learned bath in the div my yofa pameh sayim shall you show a shush on the regal bath the div who can see shush she beat the shop from Venus shaking the div
Right. So
that
that
may be
Gemara's
yeah
mashmar. Then Mayafu Pamach is referring to your feet when you're on the regular.
Steps.
Na'alayach is your na'alayim, is your shoes. He's saying na'alayach in Lashon Ne'ila from locked. Chamukah Yerchayach Umashe Tastir's Atzmech Bebeis HaMedrash Lo Motera. So there's two dargas apparently. There's a darga of locking yourself up for tefillah and hiding yourself for Torah. What's the extra bechina of hiding yourself more than locking up? So locking is that you shouldn't leave, but hiding is that no one should find you. That means that it requires an extra level of dedication. It's an extra level of dedication. You're not just locked up, you're even hiding. And the idea is that you're completely, you know, divorced from everything else, paying attention only to the Torah. I know that there was an Indian Dafka B'Seser. Okay, interesting. He lemaisi quotes a Gemara Mori Kata. Hamukei yireichaich mayerach B'Seser after return B'Seser. So there's such an idea. It's a Gemara. So Klal Yisrael that dedicates themselves to Torah and Tefillah in the Batei Medrash. How beautiful are you? Sharecha ganas harayach zahara mazik v'nechari maschidim zugah shulim shanim. So what's Sharech aganasar? Pirush Yerushalayim. She be'emtzah Yisrael. It's Rashi says Sharech aganasar means tiburech. The inside, the middle. Agan shalmayim tzlulim shereich tzimbahem.
What? That's sharech? It's still going in sharech? No, agan asar. Oh.
Is agan shalmayim tzlulim shereich tzimbahem v'asim avnei shayish. It's a beautiful pool. So the middle, your middle is like a beautiful pool.
Nice.
What?
Sounds good. Sounds refreshing.
V'loshen aravi. Kuri Sahar Hashem Shah Tibor Kumi Nekev Ogol Moshle Kagan Ogol. So it says round as the belly button, whatever.
What would they call it? They call it the moon?
The moon.
What was Kuri Sahar?
Aganasar, I don't know exactly. So here Rashi says, the Goin says, he Yushalayim, she Bemza Yisrael, right? So he Bemza Yishokuma Tibor, she Bemza Betan, Hebetu Bemza Guf. Kitsu Yushalayim is the middle point of the world. Which is, this is the source. This is the source of the tremendous halachic dispute regarding the location of the halachic dateline. Where's the dateline in halacha?
What's the shaykhis?
Because if Yerushalayim is the middle of the world, that means the world ends 180 degrees outside Yerushalayim, which lands you somewhere in the middle of Hawaii. So then that's
why you're saying you go like a half.
Yeah. So that's the middle of the world, right? So that means that's the other, that's where it starts. This is the middle, that's where it ends. So it means that you would count the dateline from there, as opposed to.
So you're looking like on the globe behind Jerusalem is?
Yeah, directly behind.
Which is Berech Hawaii, right?
So we're supposed to look at this as a physical sense.
Well,
because something that's round, there's no, you could pick anything as the middle, really.
Well, that's what we're saying. That's exactly the point.
That's the point.
How do you know what the
middle? How do you know where to draw? There has to be something called the dateline, right? Because otherwise, how do you know that the sun came back to you at the same point, right?
This context is more, it sounds more of a ruchnius, right?
Because, I'm not saying it's from this line in the group. I'm saying the concept of Yerushalayim is the middle of the world was the source of great debate.
What was it? What's the other side?
The other side is that it's
where the nations decided to count it on.
Yeah, because that's basically the end of the world, the Yishuv. So it's like people live there, and then you go to the end of you go to the end of China, and
or the end of the continent where it shows, huh?
Yeah, something like that. And then because you don't want to cut a continent in half, everyone goes there. So the area is between Hawaii and the dateline is Australia essentially, and Kobe, whatever, and Shanghai. Now those places are Suffolk because if you when does the day start? Does it start with us with Israel, or is it always the day later? So the sunset, which is 6 hours before Israel, isn't really 6 hours before Israel.
Is it afterwards?
Right. I mean, if you count the Halachic dateline, so it's 6 hours before Israel. If you count the Goyisha dateline, so it's 24 hours, 18 hours,
18 hours after that.
It's based on the fact that
Fasted 2 days in Kippur and Shanghai.
I think they only had the Sabbath when they were in Japan.
Kobe, Japan, right?
Shanghai, not China. They're only 1 year.
Not in where?
Not in just China.
Shanghai, China is not in the Sabbath. Right.
What? Okay. Why wouldn't it be though?
Because it's part of the. You don't cut a continent in half.
Even though it's closer, possibly.
Yeah, intention here wasn't the end onto Google Earth, but you know,
it's a little bit easier than to go, that's why.
Yeah, no, but it's also
yeah.
I didn't.